Welcome to lesson 9, and let's talk about money. For some, money is an unmentionable subject, but we need to talk about it. Men and women have worried about money since the first coin was made in Asia Minor early 3,000 years ago. You could say that money is like our health and that we only worry about it when we don't have it. The purpose of this lesson is to get back to basics, to allow us to talk about money, to remind ourselves what money is, how much of it is enough, and how to earn the amount of money you need to live the way you want to live now and in the future. The money goal that I want to share with you is perhaps related to Regent, and we talk about we are becoming a unicorn, is $1 billion valuation by 2030. But it's a measure. It's really nothing to do with money as such. But if you provide a valuable service and if you do that, you will come. It's a measure of, it's a harvest of our production, of your production. So therefore, we really need to understand money is an effect and the cause is valuable service, and you really need to understand that. And then how you achieve that is based on the valuable service that you provide. Okay, now let's sort of look at, Nightingale has some helpful advice on that, nice to bring that in. To begin, let's get rid of the old myth once and for all that money is bad or unimportant. It is not bad, and it is important. It is vitally important. It is just as important as the food and clothes it buys, the shelter it affords, the education it provides, and the doctor's bills it pays. Money is important to any person living in a civilized society. To say that it's not as important as other things is absurd, and nothing can replace money in the areas in which money works, and that's all there is to it. So what's money then? Money is the harvest of our production. What that means is that money is what we receive for what we produce and the service we provide as people. Simple as that. We can use that money to obtain what others have produced and their services. We can often see how much we have produced and the service we've given by counting the money we receive. People say that money can't buy happiness, and they're right. But having money has brought more happiness or fulfillment than poverty has. It's things that the money allows us that are important: a warm, safe home, well-fed children, birthday presents, or whatever, university or a college education. It's holidays and all the rest of it. So it's being able to help people who are less fortunate or causes that matter to you. You can only do that by just having the concept of money. Money is important in that it's the only reward which is completely negotiable and that everyone can use. Look at it this way: diamond more valuable than coal, even through is essentially the same thing. Carbon, just as carbon can either be a lump of coal or one's world's most valuable gems, a human being can be lesser or greater value to the world. Try to remember this formula. The amount of money we receive is in direct relation to the demand for the work we do, how well we do it, and how hard it is to replace us. Those are the three things that you need to remember. A highly skilled person will be paid more than someone who is not highly skilled, so can be easily replaced. The highly skilled person is not better than the less skilled person at all. Our worth as human beings is not measured like that. This lesson is about the harvest of your production, which is money, nothing else. A cleaner is just as important as a human being as a brain surgeon, but the amount of money the cleaner earns will be proportionate to the demand for their work, how well they do it, and how easy it is to replace them. A person can be trained to clean a building in a short time. So replacing a cleaner isn't difficult. A brain surgeon spends years learning his or her profession, sacrificing evenings and weekends and practicing and all sorts of things, making huge personal sacrifices and building up a perhaps even a large student debt. The brain surgeon can't be replaced so easily as a result in the UK or anywhere in the world. The surgeon might earn as much money as a cleaner earns in many figures if it can. In some countries, the difference between the cleaner and the surgeon's earnings might be even greater. Anyway, to prove the point, what we are really saying is for the demand for what you do, an ability of doing it, an ability to replace has impact. These examples show the connection between income and supply and demand, which is basics. In most industries, there are few limitations. You know, someone's salary will be in exact proportion to the demand for what they do, how well they do it, and how hard it is to replace them. No one is indispensable, but it's hard to replace few. The idea of getting something for nothing is ridiculous and won't work. A top striker in a football will earn a fortune each year. You might say that, you know, playing football serves no use for some it does. But the demand exists. People want to watch their teams, hence they get paid the relevant amount of money because harvest of their production. So it's money is a effect, and then the cause is valuable service. Again, we bring this idea of luck has nothing to do with success. Not at all. I mean, you know, as we have said, readiness to receive an opportunity is luck. A great opportunity will only make the unprepared, the unqualified, appear ridiculous. Opportunities are all around us. Whether we spot them or not depends largely on how well prepared we are. Look at yourself and honestly assess how you measure up. Are you qualified for the income that you want? Just as you can't achieve the figures you want without the right diet or exercise or in terms of your physical nature of it. So you really need to understand, if you want to harvest more, you'll have to give more. And that is it. There's nothing more to it. Working people in the UK or US or UAE have a home or a car or a computer. So most things in life is given to us. It's true that many people are feeling squeezed at times, but if they go and provide a good service, they will get the harvest, and there is no doubt about it, rather than thinking about and worrying about external circumstances. You might feel, though, that you don't have enough. You need to know how much you want. What amount do you need to live the way that you want to live, to follow the dreams you want to do? It's up to you. You decide. Most people overestimate the amount of money they want, but then settle for less than what they could earn if they went about it differently. The world will pay you what you earn, not what you ideally wish for, and not a penny more. Remember, in the previous lesson, we talked about that. Your rewards will always be unequal to your service. So if you want to increase your income, you must find ways to increase your service. That's it. It's very simple. Service comes from you, your mind, your natural intelligence, your abilities, and your energy. All of us can be stronger than we are, for sure. Whether we start weak or strong, we can grow. It's about effort. It's the same with money. People who do not more than they're being paid for, they will rarely be paid for more than they are doing. Think about that. A lot has been written recently about quiet quitting, doing just the bare minimum. Forget it. It's never going to get you anywhere. That's fine. But if you don't have the right attitude and provide the right service, it's impossible to achieve what you want to achieve. We need to grow, and we need to provide better service. By standing still in our work, we never earn the rewards or the feeling of accomplishments or personal satisfaction that comes from achievement. There are two things that you need to do first. Decide how much money you really want. This has to be an exact amount, not a vague idea. You really need to know what you want. Second, having decided on the amount you want or you want to achieve, concentrate on that and improving what you do. You simply need to then forget about what you want and provide a service. You aim for that and you provide a good service and the rewards will come. And that's how it works. That's how the nature works. There's no other way. Once you have qualified for the reward that you want to earn, you will start earning it. And as you become more skilled and better at what you do, you will find it actually more easier to achieve and set bigger and better goals to earn whatever you want to do. But it is all about the service. When you ask yourself how much money you're willing to earn, remember that the amount you earn will be in exact proportion to your skills, the demand, and what you are capable, and how good you are, and how difficult to replace you to do the job. There are three amounts of money. Sometimes people decide your annual income now and in the future, maybe the amount that you would like to save. And you know, again, it's not just about saving for the sake of it, but for rainy days maybe, and investments and how you want to do that. So these are some ideas that you can explore what you want to do. But you've got to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, if you don't have a goal, you know, it just cannot work. And decide on these three amounts, you know, write them down. Again, very important to have those goals. Carry them around or think about them and provide a service. Do not worry about the money. You think about your service and the things what you want to achieve will come along. You have a plan for your future. You know where you are going. And if you are serious about it, you'll get there. When people set goals, they achieve them. Absolutely, they achieve them. The mistakes most people make is not setting the goals in the first place and getting, that is the problem. Too many people leave it to chance only to find that chance doesn't work and it's too late. Setting the goals is far important. And once you set the goals and there are and provide a service on this, and there is a very small percentage of people do this. That's why people just say, oh, how they're achieving certain things, because they're going through these natural laws. There are two main approaches to money that people take. You know, most people, you know, cut back what they want to fit their income. With the current pressures on perhaps household bills, most people are, you know, taking this approach. A smaller number of people instead make their income fit their wants, which is the right option for you. You have to decide. I think Ben Franklin gave us a secret to wealth when he said, the road to wealth lies in augmenting our needs or diminishing our wants. Either will do. He was right, but the quickest way to wealth is to do both, having that balanced approach. You know, when I found myself sort of squeezed financially back in year 2000, you know, when this, you know, salary did not pay the bills to live a life, you know, I looked for what I could do to fill the gap, and I started tutoring, and I earned my first £20 in year 2000. It balanced the books. I'd taken the approach to my financial problem that it to take that and provide a service, and that's equally true now to provide more service. When you wrote down the annual salary you wanted or the income you want to do, and then think about what can I do. Do not think about the figure about it, set it, but just now go and do. Ask yourself, who is in your line of work is able to do that? And if you know, who do you have a good idea of? And just talk to them, understand them, what they are doing and how they are providing. This is exactly how men and women move up the ranks into positions of top authority with the financial rewards they get, because they learn from others and they go and provide a good service. Whatever the industry you are in, it needs new leaders, men and women who will lead in the years ahead. There will always be demand for dedicated, able people who can learn to lead and to lead others as well. And it's vitally important, especially in the AI world now. People rise to leadership positions from all sorts of starting points. The job you do now isn't what counts. It's you, it's the person that matters. It's not your present circumstances, but the circumstances you make up your mind to achieve that matters. You are the only limit on your income. You can achieve the income you decide upon within the framework of your present industry or profession, where you already have a start, knowledge and skills. If you want to change that income, can be found elsewhere too. All you need to do is a plan, the roadmap, and the courage to persevere, knowing that there will be challenges, but also that your persistence and determination will get you where you want to get to. Keeping the income that you want to earn is earn in mind, you know, every day spend time thinking of ways in which you can increase your service. You know that if you increase your service, the income will follow. If the money you want to earn is more than your current pay, you need to find ways of increasing your service until you close the gap. Even better, try to go further, do more, go the extra mile. Look at your goal card, or whether it is physical or digital, with the amounts that we discuss. Those three financial goals show you have faith in yourself. You'll find that you start to become what others call lucky. You'll come up with more ideas. Your instincts will improve. You'll take more interest in your work and your company. You will see opportunities you've never spotted before. You may feel like a different person. You won't compare yourself with others. Why should you? You're unique. And how they are doing their job. But you learn from them. But focus on how you do yours. And you will start to inspire your colleagues to do better jobs better. Nightingale advises, you know, have faith in yourself and the quiet, firm inner knowledge that you can and will accomplish your goals. Know that the answers will come to you in their own time if you only keep looking for them. Above all, realize that money cannot be sought directly. Money, like happiness, it's an effect. It's the result of a cause, and the cause is valuable service. Keep money in its proper place. It's a servant, nothing more. It's a tool with which we can live better, see more of the world, give our children the education they need and a good start in life. It's the means for a happy, carefree working life. I wouldn't talk about retirement. Money is necessary to modern life, but keep it in its place. You need only so much food to enjoy good health. You really need only so much money to live comfortably, securely, and well. Too much emphasis on money reverses the whole picture. You then become the servant, and the money becomes the master. As someone once put it, it's good to have money and the things money can buy, but it's good too to check at times in a while to make sure that you haven't lost the things that money can't buy. Every person should know happiness in his or her work and home and prosperity. These things can and should be yours. Review this lesson as often as you can during the weeks and months ahead. Picture your plans firmly in your mind and relax. You know, keep cool and calm. Be as serene as you possibly can. You know, you have nothing to worry about. You know, right now, you may have no idea at how all your additional income you seek is going to come from, nor how you are going to save the amount you wanted to save or invest, or how you possibly arrange for what you're trying to do in terms of your future investment decision. That isn't important. Remember, the only really important thing is that you know what you want. If you do, you will become, you must become what you think about. Be realistic about your financial goals. You know, as you reach them, you know, you can then set higher and better goals. You know, trying to jump too far and too soon can often result in confusion, tensions, and worry. Take your growth in sensible steps, and remembering that the big thing is that you know what you want, and that you realize your rewards will match your service. Remember that it's all about providing a service. That is that you must devise ways and means of actually becoming a person who is worth the amount of money you've established for yourself. Now, a person may be worth more than he or she is getting for a while, but the two will match. Absolutely, it'll match. They have to. In fact, unless a person is worth more than he or she is receiving, well, they can't move ahead. They are receiving all they are worth, and it all gets back to the greatest law that controls everything in this universe, cause and effect. A cause must precede the effect, or the effect cannot occur. This is why people who try to get something for nothing are only fooling themselves and earning the disillusionment and frustration, you know, they must one day reap. You can have what you want. You need only make up your mind.